Chris Morning Update Tuesday, May the 2nd 大家好，五一长假后欢迎来到星期二的早报。那么在美股方面呢，我们将首先前瞻一下本周即将出现的 Apple、Tesla、Facebook 的三家公司的季报。在美国方面，两党议员通过10000亿的拨款案，美国政府10亿之前将不用担心关门。韩国大选方面呢，共同民主党候选人文在寅的支持率超过40%，大幅领先主要的竞争对手。Apple will report its quarterly earnings after the close on Tuesday, and it reported strong fiscal first quarter numbers in January, posting record earnings and revenue for the all-important holiday season. As a result, shares of Apple are now up about 24% year-to-date versus more than 6% gain for the broader market in the same period. But will the snapback in iPhone sales continue in advance of the gadget's 10th anniversary and newest offerings in the new months?Wall Street is still optimistic, but a report that fails to meet the market's lofty expectations could result in tough going for Apple stock this summer. And Tesla will report after the close on Wednesday, and the company is once again expecting to post a quarterly loss, but that hasn't stopped Wall Street from beating up shares to a new all-time high in advance of its all-important earnings report.Profits have long been second place to growth metrics, and the overall tone Elon Musk and company present about the growth and evolution of the business. Particularly noteworthy this time will be plans for a mass market Model 3 electric car and the outlook for production capacity. If Tesla shows is living up to the hype, or better yet, wows analysts with another ambitious idea, then shares should power higher. If the tone is subdued and the numbers are soft,Expect downside and volatility for the stock. Facebook will report after the close on Wednesday, and the company has moved a nearly constant march higher since mid-2013, thanks to, in part, to a non-stop string of earnings beats since 2013. Despite its scale, Facebook continues to grow and thrive, but how long can it last?Problems with fake news and overstated video ad views have started to crop up in the past year, but that hasn't stopped shares from surging 30% year to date. Can Facebook keep it up, or will it produce numbers that instead prompt investors to worry about growth or its current valuation is the key question to look at.As we turn to the U.S. politics, the U.S. Congressional Republicans and the Democrats have reached an agreement on a $1 trillion U.S. dollar deal to fund the government through September, alleviating fears of a government shutdown later this week, reported the Associated Press on Sunday. As the first major piece of bipartisan legislation after President Donald Trump took office, the agreement reportedly includes increases for military spending and border security, but it refused to give Trump a payment on his request to beginconstruction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The details of the agreement remain unclear on Sunday night. The agreement came shortly after Trump held its very productive first 100 days. The federal government faces shutdown crisis on almost yearly basis. The last government shutdown happened on October 1st, 2013. The situation was averted until Senate Democrats and Republicans agreed to a deal that extended funding for government services on October the 16th. And we turn to the North Asia. South Korea's presidential frontrunner more than doubled its runner-up in support rate with about a week left before the May 9th presidential election.According to a Realmeter survey released Monday, Moon Jae-in of the biggest Minjo party won 44.1% of support, far exceeding the 21.8% garnered by Aung San Suu of the minor centrist People's Party. The result was based on a poll of 2,239 voters conducted from Friday to Saturday. It has a 2.1% point in a margin of error.The gap between Moon and Ahn has recently widened on a controversy over Ahn's attitude in TV debates among the five major presidential candidates. A presidential by-election scheduled for May 9th after former President Park Geun-hye was impeached and arrested in March over corruption allegations. And that's our update on Tuesday, and stay tuned for our update on May 3rd.